Welcome back to Wylo's Party Live on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Birks Fine Jewelry, Rent Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals Save Money Right Now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Bill Gant joining us in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Also in the studio is a conservation officer with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. We have Ryan McCauley. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thank you so much for coming in or coming down. Where are you coming from?
So Clinton's my home county now.
Okay.
When I got hired on the department, this was the county I was assigned to. So for the last almost 9 years now, this is where I've called home.
Okay, so very good.
It's not been a far drive for me.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking when you came in probably 3 years ago or so, I was thinking you were further up north is where you were based out of.
Yep. So I work a large area.
Okay, that's what it is.
So my post is out of Lafayette area. You know, my district covers 10 counties, but within my district, Clinton is my primary county, so we live here.
How many conservation officers are there covering per county? Or
yeah, you so
cover, how's that work?
Statewide, you know, if we were at full staff, ideally, there'd be 214, but that includes our headquarters staff and other admin staff. Like a lot of agencies right now, we're hurting for officers, so... I don't know what our exact numbers are, but we're probably somewhere in the ballpark of 170.
Yeah, you're looking at barely two people per county.
So most counties throughout the state are a one-officer county. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some exceptions to that depending on what the layout of the county is and what the resources are there. So, you know, if you were to look at, let's say, Carroll County, for instance, you know, we have a couple lakes there. You know, some different properties that keep us really busy. So, you know, we run two officers in that county. You look at somewhere like Monroe County, where you have Monroe Reservoir, you know, that's a very busy place. So we might put three or four officers there. But the majority of other counties, especially some of the rural counties, are going to be a one officer county.
Very good. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I had a question. You said you were placed in this area when you finished. Do you get any say on that? Do they place people by, like, the skills you learned in school, where you need to go, or is it just random?
Yeah, so when it's changed a little bit since I hired on. Now when you apply with us, you kind of get to request an area or maybe some counties that you would like to go to, and those are taken into consideration when they're doing county assignments. When I hired on, you know, it was kind of a shot in the wind as far as where they would place me. And I didn't find out till towards the end of my training, you know, they sat down and Clinton County was highlighted and they say, you know, here's your county assignment. You have till the end of the law enforcement academy to find somewhere to live. So,
okay. So it didn't draw a short straw or something like that.
No.
And question two, how did you get into being a constant, did
that,
you know,
that was my
you're
next
young,
question.
Like you grew up around a lake, you always
right,
wanted to do this?
Right. So
that
I
was
grew,
my next question.
Yeah. So I grew up in eastern Howard County. Big outdoors, you know, I grew up hunting, fishing, firearms. I love, you know, shooting sports. That was always a passion of mine. And I knew that I wanted to go into something in that area. So initially, you know, when I started school, I thought I wanted to be a wildlife biologist.
Okay.
But at the same time, I always had in the back of my mind I wanted to go into law enforcement. Started doing the wildlife biology stuff and kind of decided, you know, that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do.
There's no guns, man.
Right.
yeah.
So I kind of changed my focus over to strictly a law enforcement focus and went into the criminal justice. I worked at Wabash County Sheriff's Department for about a year as a reserve deputy and loved every minute of it. So to me, to take a law enforcement position and tie in my passion, it made the most sense. And, you know, that was something that always interested me. So when I was given the opportunity to come on with the department, I jumped at it and I've loved it ever since.
Very good.
Let's talk a little bit about hunting and safety of hunting. I guess the deer season's coming up here pretty soon.
We are. So we have some deer season is in right now. We have what we call our deer reduction season, which is in. So some of our highly populated areas like Marion County, Tippecanoe County's got an urban area. Mm-hmm. Boone County's got some sections that are urban. So there's a little bit of deer season going on right now, but full swing, we're going to start October 1, statewide archery.
Okay.
So that's, as far as the game warden aspect, you know, that really kind of kicks us into high gear as far as how busy we get.
Right. Do you run it? We always see the tip line for poachers. Do you run into that quite often?
You know, we would definitely like to see it more.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know,
it's hard to keep track.
It is.
Of who's killed how many.
It is. You know, it going back to the, you know, one officer per county for the most part, you know, I can only cover so much ground, check so many hunters. You know, we rely on those ethical, safe hunters who are out there trying to do it right, you know, to call in with that information. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those help us help you situations.
Right.
If we're out there, you know, addressing these violations or confronting the issues, at the end of the day, it makes it fair for those who are out there being legal. I'm doing my job, you know, trying to help the hunters and address the violation. So that tip hotline is one of those avenues that they can use to call in violations, whether it's someone that's baiting deer or somebody that's harvested a deer from the roadway, whatever it may be. And actually, the nice thing about that tip hotline, you can stay anonymous, and if we make a case on it, there's potential that, you know, we get rewarded for it.
Yeah. What kind of power does conservation officers have? Are you comparable to like state police or Frankfort City Police?
Right. So you got some different forms of state law enforcement. When you hear state police, you know, a lot of people think Indiana State Police, you have your troopers. But there's some other state law enforcement. So there's myself as a conservation officer. I work for the Department of Natural Resources Law Enforcement Division. So the DNR is broke up into all kinds of divisions. I work specifically for the law enforcement division. Then you have other agencies like Indiana Excise Police. So we all have statewide jurisdiction. We all have full police powers. So as a conservation officer, I could go anywhere from making a traffic stop or responding to a domestic to, you know, going to a poaching call or a boat crash. We do everything your typical law enforcement officer does, and we have those responsibilities, but we also have our primary focus in that natural resource enforcement.
Right. How do you make that decision when to switch over to be a policeman, I guess, to pull someone over for speeding? I know you don't do that, but if you saw someone driving obviously 120 miles an hour down a side street, I mean, do you pull them over?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's one of those things.
Judgment call.
You know, we have radars in our vehicles.
Sure. Okay.
And,
yeah.
You know, we write tickets. If I'm going call to call and I have somebody that's doing 80, 85, you know, something like that, then absolutely, you know, I'll stop them and address the issue. You know, am I sitting out running the interstate all day, just running traffic? Probably not, because I have a lot of other things going on that I need to respond to and address. But, you know, I've got that ability. If there's a violation somewhere, we'll definitely address it.
So Bill had a good question off air, and I'll go ahead and ask it for him. and I think this is legit, but having that authority and those powers, has there ever been a situation where you've had an opportunity to be undercover, like a Donnie Brasco or like an undercover policeman, or maybe going out looking for,
you know, that's part of it too,
but like exist. The you know, trying to find a poacher or someone baiting a deer or something.
Yeah, I will say, just because obviously we don't give all of our playbook out, but there are times where covert patrol or covert details are necessary. You know, that's going to be in those situations where maybe a uniform patrol, you know, might not be able to locate that violation. So there are times where we have to go in different avenues to, to figure things out.
So if you're going in undercover as DNR, you probably wear a ghillie suit, right? Hunters know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It depends on the situation.
That's not bushes over there. That's a ghillie suit. Oh, you're busted, man.
Might be. Or it might just be him in the trees with the binoculars.
That's true.
Checking you out.
And if you're driving on a side street going 80 and a conservation officer pulls you over, you probably need a lawyer.
Yeah,
this guy pulls you over from an 80 and a 30.
That's right.
Yeah, we got a problem.
It's over. Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about controlled hunts a minute ago with deer population. Do we have any concerns right now about too many deer in Indiana and too many maybe coyotes even?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say we're really in a situation where we're overpopulated. Contrary to what, you know, some people think, there's a lot of opinions out there, especially, you know, for people that tend to hit them in their vehicles a lot. We get lot of complaints of overpopulation.
Sure.
But
sure.
Realistically, I would say our deer population is fairly...
About where it needs to be, huh?
About where it needs to be. You know, if you look at the deer harvest over the last... several years, it's kind of remaining about the same. I think last year statewide there was somewhere around 115,000 deer that were harvested, and that doesn't take into account the ones that are hit by vehicles and stuff. But you know, you look back 5-6 years ago and you look at what we call our bonus antlerless quota, you know, some counties you would be able to harvest 4, 5, maybe 6 additional deer. But, you know, last year, this year, they've really dropped those numbers down to the majority of the states of 2. So I wouldn't say we're overpopulated because we're dropping our numbers down some. We're really trying to keep it at that even number where we want it to be, because overpopulation is obviously a major issue. You know, we have a lot of issues with disease spread and other things. But obviously we don't want underpopulation either. So that's kind of the job of our deer biologists within our Division of Fish and Wildlife, to kind of look at the numbers of the deer that are harvested and do their surveys and get a good idea of kind of statewide, you know, what we're looking at.
I've seen a lot of Facebook posts where people will share a picture and say, This was me in Sullivan County, Indiana, 2 nights ago, and it's a picture of like a black panther. Is there any truth to that? Are there black panthers in southern Indiana? You laugh, Bill, but I've
the
heard
black panther.
Some legitimate stuff.
Right. So I'll put it this way, and this can be a little bit of a touchy subject with some people, but like I said earlier, a conservation officer coming up on 9 years now. We get a lot of reports of mountain lions and cougars and stuff.
Yeah.
Not once has someone been able to show me a photo. You think, now, what does every smartphone have nowadays?
A camera.
A camera, okay. So no one's ever been able to snap a picture
of
the millions upon millions of trail cameras that are out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no one, we've only had once, and I believe it was in 2007, somebody got a legitimate photo of a mountain lion on their camera. It was down in Greene County.
Okay.
And biologists confirmed it and everything, but they had ended up figuring out that there was a rescue facility over in Illinois where it actually gotten out of and ventured over.
Right. He's not got a family in the hills.
Right,
somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, we get a lot of reports, a lot of sightings, but I have... Outside of that one, we've never had
not
one confirmed.
Yet, huh? Okay, that's good.
Again, think about how many cameras are out there.
That's exactly right.
And I tell people, too, you know, they're mountain lions. So flat cornfields of Clinton County, you know, it's not the not the ideal environment for a mountain lion.
Stop spreading fake news, Kevin.
That's right. Can you stick with us for another 10 minutes through
absolutely.
A commercial break? All
absolutely.
Right. We'll go ahead and take a break and come right back with Ryan McCullough. If you'd like to ask a question, you can do that. And Russ Casper's texted me a question, so we'll ask his question next here on Wylo's Party Line.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? GEICO, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Just a couple minutes left in the program. I want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Levin's Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Wealthy Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith. Just a couple minutes left in the program. If you'd like to join the conversation, 659-3338. I'm Kevin, and Bill's over there. We've got Ryan McCauley, Conservation Officer with DNR. Let's see. I guess my next question is, let me go ahead and ask the question that Russ had here. Is there any tips that you could give us, Ryan, for not hitting deer?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know,
You can't drive and blow your horn the whole time.
Right. I probably wouldn't advise doing that. We're definitely getting into the time of the year. Crops are coming down. Cooler weather is getting a lot of the deer up on their feet. They're going to be a lot more active. Before we know it, we're going to have what we call the rut season coming in. So that's kind of the deer mating season. So you're going to have deer traveling a lot further areas. You know, so just kind of be vigilant when you're driving in some of these rural areas. Slow it down. You know, when you can safely do so, utilize your brights and really kind of watch out into those edges of your beams. Because obviously deer can pop out of just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
if you've ever seen one cross the road, they seem to like to change their mind at the last second.
Yes.
So, you know, don't count on them to stay heading in one direction. But definitely this time of year, you know, slow things up, especially in those rural areas, because deer are really getting bumped around with farm equipment, or again, cooler weather, they're going to be a lot more active on their feet.
Yeah, moving around, for sure. So what do you guys do in the wintertime, over the wintertime?
Yeah, so wintertime, you know, for us, it's a little bit slower time of year. There's a lot of times we're following up on different open investigations that we may have had during a deer season. If we get a good freeze, ice fishing is something that we'll go out and we'll check ice fishermen. We get a good snow, we're going to be out on a snowmobile patrol looking for some snowmobiles and making sure that they're on the up and up and following the registration requirements and everything that goes with that. So, you know, we definitely have things that keep us busy as far as our primary aspects. But at the same time, you know, there might be some times where we're helping other agencies out with car crashes if it's a busy day, or, you know, responding to other calls for service.
Does the DNR have any responsibilities for cemeteries, old cemeteries throughout counties?
Yeah, so that is going to fall under our Division of Historic Preservation.
Mm.
And you kind of get into an area on what property that falls on, whether it falls on private property or some type of public property. So it really depends on the specific
situation.
Cemetery. Yeah. But we do, as one of our divisions, like I stated earlier, we have like 15 divisions or something like that. And one of them is Historic Preservation. So they do quite a bit of things with older cemeteries and stuff.
Very good. Is there like the stupidest excuse you've ever heard for poaching, or something that you've run across and you know, it's pretty obvious that they were doing something they shouldn't have? And
right. We always get the "I didn't know" as an excuse, or "I didn't realize that," even though, you know, I can tell you I've had some prior, what I'll say, violators before, where I've issued them or arrested them for something before,
then another year or two,
mm-hmm. you know, we're right back in the same thing, and you know, trying to claim the whole "well, I didn't realize this" or "I didn't know that," you know, that doesn't really work out.
That's why
really
I cited you 2 years
much.
Ago.
Exactly.
That's what the courtroom's for.
Exactly.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like us to know before we let you go?
No, you know, just with deer season coming in, if you're a non-hunter, just be aware that there's going to be hunters out and about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be respectful for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sport, and it is something that if someone's doing it the right way, you know, we want them to be out doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody sees anything, whether you're a hunter or a non-hunter, if it's a violation, again, feel free to call us. You can call into the county. They have direct communication with me, or we have our own dispatch center that you can look up online. So absolutely call in violations or questions about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better for me to contact you on the top side of something to
right.
clarify regulation than to figure it out after the fact. Mm-hmm. And
when you come with the lights,
be showing up on the doorstep, and we have a little bit more of an issue to address.
So you said that you cover 10 counties?
So my district covers 10 counties.
Okay, wow.
Ideally, again, if we were at full staff in my district, you know, there would be 16 of us. But mm-hmm. we have some vacancies right now. So field officer-wise, I think there's 8 of us covering the 10 counties currently. So,
yeah, very good.
We definitely stay busy and put the miles on day to day.
Well, that's what those taxpayer dollars are for. Well, thank you for coming in, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe we can set you up once a month or every other month.
Absolutely,
or something.
Yep.
Like to
got
get
my
a chance
info,
to come
so
in.
We
All
can
right.
come in.
And next time,
mm-hmm.
at least one exciting super story.
So you got time to think about it.
Next time he comes back, we're going to walk it through, play it out.
There we go.
Go.
Yeah, we've
we want a real exciting
that's
story.
What I'm
there
talking
we go.
About.
We'll
yeah.
we'll have something,
even if you have to make it up. All right.
Sure.
Well, Ryan, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you,
Bill.
Hey,
thanks for making it happen, man.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. You and your hair are welcome anytime.
Ah, you're too kind. Take it.
Thanks. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Caps, Big Deals, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Tuesday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from Wiloh.